All right, is this thing on? Y'all can hear me? Okay, we're good, all right. You know, first of all, I want to thank Miss Lacey and, you know, Pastor Lacey for inviting me. I just, you know, for them to do that, they had to feel so from God, because, yeah, back then it was no way that I would be up here. You know, I just, God just kind of put on my heart that, you know, my testimony could help people. And it's so crazy because, you know, a lot of people have been inviting me to stuff. They got this viral video out now, you know, and a lot of people was, you know, inviting me to stuff and doing this and all that. And, you know, I would tell them no, because this ain't my thing. I'm a one-on-one person. I'm not a speaker, you know. But anyway, and Miss Lacey reached out, and, you know, I just said, yeah, you know, I believe that was God, you know, just trying to, you know, get me to move, you know, and just hopefully today I can encourage somebody. You know, I was just thinking, you know, that, man, for people that knew me back then, you know, seeing me up here, that's probably a testimony in itself, you know, and I can already feel the chains that's getting broke with, you know, people that's here, you know, family members here. Jesus is already working on them, you know, and I just know it. And, you know, it's, yeah, like I say, it's not my thing to be up here. And, you know, I just learned that, you know, I gotta, you know, it's time for me to decrease so, you know, God can kind of increase in my life, you know. And like I said, it's this viral video going out, and, you know, it's everywhere, you know. And I was asking God, you know, I was telling God, it's way more people qualified, you know, to, you know, do this and speak, you know. And anyway, God was dealing with me. You know, I was like, man, you know, ain't no way I can go to a church and speak. It ain't no way, you know, and get people to really feel it. And God was like, you know, he told me, he was like, you didn't make that video go viral. You know, it wasn't you anyway, you know. So God, and, you know, go up there and say something. And hopefully it'll, you know, kind of encourage somebody. You know, Matthew 5:16, it says, and let your light shine before others, you know, and so they'll see your good works and glorify, you know, God, you know. And so that's what God displayed that day. And it's so crazy because all I did was pray for this guy. That's what I really do every day, you know. So it's crazy. But anyway, all right, a little bit about myself. Nobody here knows me. I'm Delance Griffin. I was, you know, born in Clinton, Oklahoma. I grew up with my grandma. You know, she passed in 21, you know, but she always had me in church, you know, as a little guy. I remember I used to have a ton of joy. I used to actually sing in church and be in a choir and all that, but as time went on, I got bigger and, you know, I didn't have my mom and dad in my life, you know, but praise God, she's here right now. God will bring them. Brought me back so we can bring some relationships, you know, and mend those things. But, yeah, growing up without a mom and dad, it was tough, you know. So I got older and was trying to, you know, fill that void we all had. Brother Luke was talking about it in Sunday school this morning. But, yeah, that's true, man. I got older. My grandma got more sick. And you know, I was just going to church at that point to kind of keep her happy, man, to do that, because at the time, you know, I was, you know, kind of taking care of her, I was living with her, but the Jesus thing wasn't right with me, you know, because she would say, I need Jesus, and I'm just, you know, kind of, in a rude way, she was older, she was sick, you know, and then everybody else I was looking at in my life, you know, it was an example I seen, you know, and it's nobody's fault, you know, it ain't nobody's fault, you know, and so that's definitely was my choices, you know, and God allowed me to go through those things so I can, I guess, be up here speaking today, you know, but anyway, yeah, I was with the church early, you know, and so I got to about high school, you know, and I was just, like I said, I was going to church to keep her happy, you know, but having a relationship, it wasn't there. I was just saying, God bless you and everything, but I wasn't surrendered. I was still doing the things that Delance wanted to do, you know, for a long time. And anyway, but You know, so I grew up, like I said, I grew up playing football. I was a pretty good athlete, you know. Football brought me up and also brought me down. It brought me to a point to, you know, being broken and empty, you know. But anyway, I grew up, found my identity in football, not in Christ, you know. But, oh, and then, you know, I got, went to, you know, I got scholarships. I started getting good football. I started getting scholarships, you know. And you know, unfortunately, I didn't make it. My grades and everything was not the best. So I had to, you know, go to junior college, which a lot of judgment I felt against that. So I just, you know, I went. But I wasn't, my heart wasn't in it. It wasn't in it at all. And so I would just go, I was partying and everything, and I was getting the police ran in and out of my house, you know, in and out of my apartment. It was, I didn't care, but, you know, anyway, eventually I left Panhandle. Panhandle State University is my last college I went to. And, you know, so I went back to Clinton. I went back to where I felt loved at. I went back to the, you know, down there, you know, and I made so many excuses. I could help my grandma. I didn't help her too much. I was just trying to get out there and do what I wanted, man. I was lying to myself and everybody around me, you know. At that point, I started getting broken. The lance was leaving slowly, you know, little by little. But anyway, I get out, you know, I start doing what people were doing around me, you know. It was all I knew. A guy like me, we didn't know how to ask for help, you know. And you know, this is all about Jesus. This is what he did. This is what he did for me, how he transformed my life. He died 4 years ago, you know, and God raised me out of that. But, yeah, I started doing what everybody was doing around me, you know. I started, you know, the drinking and smoking and stuff was all for fun, you know, until I started doing it too. Because I didn't want to be Delance. I didn't want what came. You know, I was just lost, and I was confused. A lot of people probably didn't even know that I was so broken. That I was so broken and everything, because we had to hide it. We had to do this, you know. And now I just see so many, you know. The guy in the prank video, if anybody's seen it, you know, I can just look through that stuff, man, and there's just so many people that grew up like me. That's broken on the inside. We just lost, you know, and hurt, and you know, so I can praise God. He allowed me to see through that, you know, and so I started. You know, I got out of, I ran away from college. I was always a runner. I got out of college, you know, and like I said, I did that. Smoking and drinking, I was having a good time. It felt normal being home. Nobody, you know, people, I felt like, you know, people love me for who I am. It wasn't too much judgment. I would run from the people who told me the truth, who would really push me to do better. It was a few, but I had some in my life that actually told me, hey, man, as hard as it is to admit that, yeah, this ain't what we need to be doing, you know, but my family was doing it. You know, the crazy thing is, I remember growing up, and my friend asked me what I was planning on doing when I got older. You know, I used to go and visit. I remember visiting my mom. I remember visiting, you know, my uncles. And it's a sad thing, but I am grateful for it, you know. But I used to tell them, I remember telling that girl that when I grew up, I'm going to be in an orange jumpsuit, you know. Sad as it is, you know, but I don't even know if I was playing or not. I just, is what I told her. I was laughing about it and everything, but I didn't know how sad it was, you know. And anyway, you know, I got out, was out there, I was smoking and drinking. Back then, I didn't realize my grandma was planting the seeds, you know. She planted it, you know, other people came along and watered it. And God is the one to give the increase. But I was, I remember I started smoking and drinking. Like I said, it was fun. It was fun. I loved it. You know, I didn't know what that stuff was going to bring. I didn't know it was just I got to doing it because, like I said, I didn't want to be Delance, and I was running from how I truly felt, you know, but it was just what I was so used to. Like I said, a guy like me, we wasn't used to ask for help. We didn't even know to ask for help. I didn't even know that, you know, rehabs was real or sober livings, just these types of things, you know. And anyway, a couple of years go by, I started even eventually getting into, you know, even selling drugs, you know. You know, God allowed me to go through all that so I can get so low to where all I can do is go up, you know, and I'm very grateful for that. I was always, I didn't believe in God. It wasn't no reason for me to believe God can do these things and do this. It was no reason, you know, and so I just, anyway, I got so broken. I remember this last time, right before, because I went to rehab. It was right before rehab. You know, in this time span, I was getting DUIs. I was just getting more broken, more lost, more confused, you know. And after that, you know, I go to jail this one time, you know, and it was right before I go to rehab, and I go to jail. And I was in jail with this guy that's, you know, my dad, you know. I was in jail with him, and my heart was already, it was already hating him, you know. And I don't know, you know, I don't know every detail about all that, but anyway, I was hating him. I grew up hating. You know, I didn't know how angry I was. You know, I grew up hating, you know, mama and daddy, you know. But, you know, and so I was in jail with him, man, and I just remember sitting with him, and I was trying to talk to him because I had hope. I seen that guy that my mom told me was my dad. I got to sit down with him, and I was talking to him. And I don't even know if people even know this, you know, but I was sitting down, and we were talking. And he just, you know, he treated me like I was somebody, like I was just another person, you know. Then after that, you know, I get out of jail, and y'all can only imagine the hate that grew. That grew even more. It's a lot of that in my family, you know, a lot of guys, hate their dads, they ain't been around, you know, and I got a chance to break that, but yeah, they weren't around, and so I got out with so much hate built up towards that guy, man, and you know, I was getting out of jail, and you know, it's crazy how God worked. I was getting out. And somehow this my buddy Luke Waltrip, he called me. I used to trade so many phones because I was doing stuff and my memory was just lost. I had to go get that phone every other month, you know. And somehow I got out of jail, and I had that phone on me, you know. And he called me, and he was like, "Hey man, are you ready to stop? Are you ready to change your life and, you know, do this?" And he's a believer. He's a good Christian guy, my closest friend, you know, one of my closest friends today. And this was in, like, 2020. But my pride and ego was so high because I'm not believing it. I was, you know, maybe out of jail. I can't remember how long I was in there this time, but maybe a couple of weeks or so. But anyway, so I got to kind of sober down, but I got out. He was called me. He was like, "Hey man, I got this rehab you can go to. the Lord put it on my heart to give you my last $1,000. Now, he's doing well now, but he was like, I'll give you my last $1,000 to go to rehab. My pride and ego, like, man, you know, and I'm not trusting God. I'm not even listening to none of it. You know, it's crazy. But anyway, I end up accepting his offer. The crazy part is, I was like, man, I don't know. I got a call and I got to get some advice. When I was living with a girl, I can't even tell you. I probably had two pairs of sweats and two shirts. You know, but I was used to it. I wasn't worried about it. It's just how I was, you know. And anyway, I go to rehab, you know, and I'm in there. Ain't nothing feeling different, you know. And I was just sitting around. I'm just trying to stay out of jail, I believe. I think that was the mentality I had, you know, and not having to go back. And plus, like I said, I was lost. I didn't know what else to do. I was truly, truly at a place to where I didn't even want to tell nobody. I didn't want to speak about nothing. I was broken, and, so I was in there. It was, I believe, January 2021, and like I say, my grandma, she raised me up from as far as I can remember. I remember, you know, I got to visit, you know, my mom and all that stuff, but, man, we all human, and I was, the stuff that I did, it helped me accept and forgive so much, you know what I mean? Because I was out there doing the same things as, you know, people I was upset and angry about, you know. But I went in, and about 2 weeks go by, you know, and I'm starting to get my mind back. I'm starting to deal with my feelings and all that. And you know, I talked to my grandma the day before she passed away. She passed away 2 weeks in when I was in rehab. And you know, that was the only person I had. And she, you know, my relationship with her, it was already rocky. I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I wanted. And so 2 weeks in, she passed, you know, and I'm just thinking to myself, but I remember she said she always wanted to be Christ-like. You know, she said she always wanted to be Christ-like. And so when she passed, I just, I believe I took what she kind of taught me. I knew she believed Jesus. You know, it's just hard for a guy like me because I like seeing it. I like somebody. You know, they say faith without works is dead. You know, I have to see it. You know, what I was seeing around me is a whole bunch of people who wasn't broken, and I was the only one. And so. So 2 weeks, so she died in when I was in rehab in 2 weeks after the first 2 weeks. And, you know, and this is everything God did in my life, and he can do it, and everybody's in here. I mean, as simple as that. I'm not even, praise God, he qualifies the call, you know, and not people. I don't know. It's really overwhelming for me to be up here. I don't even know. It's a million better stories, but one thing I do know is what it feels like to be hopeless and broken and not have nobody to call on but God. But she passed 2 weeks in, my rehab, you know, and I just, I didn't understand it then. I didn't understand it at all, because in my heart, I was ready to go out and tell her. I was ready to talk to her as a sober person. I never got to do that. I can't remember the last time I talked to her, you know, sober. I would always make these excuses. If I can't do this, I can't do that, you know. But I didn't even let her know how broken I was, because she was already battling enough, you know. So 2 weeks, you know, I did that. And at that 2 weeks, you know, after that 2 weeks, I did a complete 180, because here's the thing that truly, truly changed my life, everybody, and it's just what it is, and that's why I'm so grateful that God had me to where I didn't have nobody but Him. That's all I had. And then when He started bringing miracle after miracle after miracle, I seen it. But anyway, we were, you know, I was in rehab, you know, and I we were in big groups. We get in big groups and we'll speak our feelings. We'll do all these things. And, you know, it was one guy named Chris, big guy, tattoos and everything. And he was speaking. And I just remember him, he was crying. You know, he was trying to get it all out, man, trying to get all those secrets out, all them secrets, because that's what keep us sick, you know. And so he was getting them all out, man. And all of a sudden, I started getting antsy. I started going crazy. I just had to. I had to speak it. I didn't, you know, but anyway. And I just started getting antsy. I started going crazy. And all of a sudden, I black out. It's a true story. I black out. And I wake up. I come back to. And seriously, I came back to. Everybody in the room was staring at me. Everybody. And I'm just like, what? The guy that was crying, Chris, I mean, he was looking up. He almost had his tongue out. So I'm looking around. This is Jesus. This is the Holy Ghost. This is not Delance or nothing, man. I'm serious. This is, you know, I remember Brother Luke talking about it in Sunday school, saying that woman said, this is God. It's not me. And that, I just really felt there. I felt that, man. And, you know, we had a big speaker in there. Big speaker, you know, in our counselor. And this guy, he looks at the big speaker, you know, and he was like, I told you he's special, you know, and I'm like, what? You know, I'm serious. I'm seriously in shock, man. This is, you know, but I just want everybody to know that this story is truly about the Lord. Seriously, if that was the main message, this is, God is in this story, man, I'll tell you that. But anyway, after that, I go to rehab, you know, and I mean, I had, back up a little bit. I had children, said I was trying to take care of them. I was still out doing what I wanted to do. I made all these excuses. You know, I got to be real honest with myself nowadays. You know, I had them all, none of them, you know, and it's other people's parts in the story, but I just focus on mine, you know, and so I had all these kids, weren't taking care of really none. I had parts in it to where I would do that, but I was just messed up. I couldn't even take care of myself. So y'all know that, how the rest of that could go. I get out of rehab. I got five beautiful daughters. And I get out of rehab, I go to this thing called sober living, and after that incident, the fear of God came to me, the fear of God, and that was a Proverbs 9:10, say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom, you know, and I see that. I was, because I don't know if that incident didn't happen, would I be trying to make a radical change? I am, but I just know how real God is now. And since that day, I couldn't put my shoes on the wrong feet without getting convicted of the things that I do. Still to this day, praise God, because I need it. I truly need it. And so I get out of there, I go to sober living, and this is where God has me emptying everything out of my heart, that I just taking away everything I thought I knew, because he was getting ready to introduce me to him and fill me up with things that's of him. You know, I'm still working on coming into complete surrender, but I had to go through all these things sober. I mean, my past, just a lot of that stuff caught up. It was just a rocky road. I wanted to give up so many times, but like I say, the fear of God is what had me going. The fear of God is why I'm up here today. I truly want to encourage somebody, you know, but I'm just more scared of God than I am what people think of me. And, you know, so I go to sober living, and I, like I say, empty everything out, get all my feelings, you know, under control for the most part. And anyway, God, about a year of sober living, he decides that, and I didn't even know why I was getting ready for all this. I mean, I was going through sober living. He had me, everybody in the house wanted me to come, you know, speak at these things and go in front of, you know, this is my first time just, you know, here like this, but I was going to churches and they wanted me to go up there and say things, just quick things, and the house, all the houses will vote for me. Did not want to do it, but faith without works is dead. I wanted to, you know, I didn't want people to, you know, but anyway, so I was doing that, going through that, and God, he brought my youngest two kids to me. You know, I didn't believe that I would be having my oldest two kids. I didn't believe I would be seeing them doing none of this, but thank God it ain't my plan. And so he was preparing me, and I was surrendered to that. I was willing to get prepared. I didn't know. I didn't even know that what was next. You know, I didn't, just going out there on blind faith, just trying to move forward one day at a time with the Lord. And so, you know, about a year and a half, you know, I got a call saying my oldest two daughters, I need to call them and, you know, try to get them. And I'm like, what? This is all God, you know. And my heart just got more merry. And so I did it. I was scared to do it, but I did it. It still is a scary process. It's just, stuff just keep coming. It's like, how? You know, but it's all God. It truly is. I am just truly willing, and this is the stuff I prayed for. I didn't know, but this is how he did it. And so, you know, long story short, they told me that I could get full custody of the kids if I and this is coming back from a guy who didn't believe he would be here right now. I mean, you know, there that day or anything. I'm serious. And but, yeah, they said that I could get full custody of the kids. I had to do this, 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 and that. But God was already working. And so everything that I needed to do, I was already able. And he was great. I'm thankful that he grabbed me. He worked on the inside of me first before the outside. You know, it wasn't it. I'm grateful for that. Everything coming out, I'm serious about it, you know. It's really Delance. And that's crazy because I wore so many masks back in the day. The smile and these laughs and everything is genuine today. It's not nothing hiding. It's not nothing. It's all me. Praise God. I'm grateful for that. I'm serious because I can speak. I can, you know, like I said, I'm one-on-one guy, but I'm just, it's just me. It's what God can do. You know, they say, who the Son says free is free indeed, you know. And people think so surface level of this stuff, and you know, it's just Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. And it's just, oh man, I can, yeah, you know, so. But after that, he gave me my kids. I had to get in, you know, and my oldest kid, she was with me when we were in the house and didn't have one bed, you know. But the next day, God worked it out, and then my whole place was fully furnished. But I'll tell you what, and that's, you know, it truly is working our best to be obedient. It says, Matthew 6:6, and when you pray, go behind closed doors and pray to your Father, which is in secret, and he'll reward you openly. You know, and I like that. I love praying behind closed doors. I don't want to be up here. So it's a big burden to have people look at me as a you know, leader, and I gotta lead the right way. That's what we were kind of talking about in Sunday school too, man. It's a lot of things was hidden home in there, and you know, I'm grateful for it. But after that, you know, my daughters, before they came, they didn't even understand praying. And in 2 years, you know, later, they can quote more scriptures than a lot of people I'm around, you know, and it's just like, and I just wish I grew up like that, because they have to go to church. They got to pray at night. You know, we take turns. They really see me at Bible study every night. They see it, you know, and I'm just a firm believer of that, because I told myself I didn't see it, so I have to, got to be a different, you know, example. And praise God, they just know, he just knew they needed me at that time, so we just going to let the rest come. But my other ones, they visit me anytime they want. I mean, just praise God. And they've been with me for a little bit, and we ran with people, you know, that invite us to the church and everything, and we didn't run across people that the Lord used for healing and all these wild miracles that I didn't think was possible. I mean, that's why I take the Bible literal now. I mean, I take it seriously, you know. For example, they'll have a wrist sprain, you know, and instead of taking some Motrin or something, they'd be like, man, Dad, I need you to pray. I need you to pray for my wrist. I need it better right now. You know, they got faith. They got faith bigger than, I mean, this is in 2 years. Praise God. I've been on this journey for about, since, I guess, 2021, you know, But yeah, I used to just, like I said, I used to just talk about God but what was I doing? I was still, and it's you know, it's progress. But I tell you what, the fear of God, that's, I just really understand why it's the beginning of all wisdom, because, yeah, what you fear, you're going to be, like trying to work on, you know, or shoot towards anyway, But anyway, yeah, my kids not here today because they mom lived down here, and I let them go see their mom. But yeah, they got a pass for today, even though it's a big day for me. And my oldest said she wanted to come up here and speak today too. She don't even know how scared I am, how fearful I am. But they, you know, I can encourage and motivate them just in case they come to this time. You know, they can do it. That's why I build them up, you know, because I know what it's like to be broke down. They don't have to worry about that, you know. I actually speak life into them. Now, I get a lot of trace from my grandma, so I might raise my voice a time or two, but they know I love them now, you know. They know I love them. I'm serious. But, yeah, this is just a story. And, you know, and along this way, I mean, I done had a lot more miracles than true miracles that happened, it's not me being special. I just truly surrender to the Lord. I will say that I'm walking daily with Him, and God brought my kids around for some accountability, because ain't no telling if I'd be, you know, this straight and narrow by myself, you know, and I say that, but I know with God all things are possible. But those girls, they definitely make it possible. They definitely do it. I thank God for them. And, you know, but anyway, I just can't really think of anything else. I'll probably think of something later. But, yeah, just God is good, man. And I just truly appreciate everybody for coming out. I mean, man, I didn't cry at all before service because I didn't see my – seen some people who I loved a lot, and man, it's just a blessing. It truly is, and just praise God. That's all I got. That's all I got. That's it.
You know, I've told you over and over and over that when you become a Christian, He gives you a new plan for life, a new purpose for life, a new priority in the life, and a new passion for life. You see, that's what Jesus can do. Sometimes we got to get to the bottom. We got to be able to play handball at the curb before we can look up. Another thing that I just picked up on this, and I already knew this. He had a praying grandma. Okay, you understand? I'm going to emphasize that. He had a praying grandma. Without a praying grandma, I doubt if he's here today. If you are a grandma or a grandpa or you're a parent, you got to keep praying for them kiddos. Even when you don't want to. Even when you don't want to. Some days it's hard to pray for them. But you see, we have a God who hears, who is near the brokenhearted, and He saves those who are crushed in spirit. Okay?
Amen.
I wanted you guys to hear His testimony. Yeah. Is He a preacher? I don't know. Probably not. And I don't say that badly. I just say God has changed him completely from the inside out. This is what it truly looks like. When Jesus gets a hold of your life, when you're down and out, when you're broken and He makes you a believer, when you're out and now you're in, this is what it looks like. And I want to encourage everyone, this is what a born-again believer looks like. I want the Lance to stand here. We're going to have a moment of invitation, okay? And I'm going to have Delance here with me. And if anyone wants to come and make Jesus their Lord and Savior, if you have ever been as broken as He is and you need to be lifted up, let Jesus do that today. So we're going to give you a time for that. And so let's bow our heads. And as the music plays, I'm going to let every Sunday, what I tell you, do business with God.